for you to be doing whilst we're doing this. So let's give Sarah a warm welcome as she comes and shares from God's word.
Hello, happy new year. First Sunday back in January 2022. It always takes a while to get used to saying 2022 rather than 2021. So we are going to talk a bit about thankfulness. I think it's a good place to start. It's a good place to end, being thankful and thanking to come. So kids and adults as well, if you want to, Luke is going to roll a massive roll of piece of paper all at the front. We have so much to be thankful for. And children, I want you to, both sides. You can go both sides. Find a space. There's pens. And we're going to spend some time just, children, I want you to think of something that you're thankful for. That could be something that's happened over Christmas, something that's happened over this year, someone you love. And we're just going to spend a bit of time drawing. And while we're drawing, we're going to do some listening. Adults, if you want to come and join in and get creative, go for it. Help yourself. Come forward. It's not just for children. If you want to, I always find sometimes drawing really helps me. So feel free. Don't want to make it exclusive. So as the Bible verse says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. I'm just going to go to the Bible really. And again, there's four simple points. So you're going to hopefully take away a Bible verse to remember and 4 points. And to help us just to build on this, there's a passage. Do you want to come and bring it up? It's in Philippians. That memory verse was in Thessalonians. This is another bit of the Bible in Philippians where Paul writes to the church. And it kind of goes alongside this verse. So.
This is from Philippians 4, starting at verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I'll say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything. But in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you.
Thank you. Such a great passage. I love this one. So in the memory verse and in this passage, they both start with rejoice. That's the first point. Rejoice. Rejoice always is in Thessalonians. And if rejoice in the Lord always, I will say it again, rejoice. It doesn't just say it once, it says it twice. There's a real emphasis and a real, an importance to what we need to do first. Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord. And it says, doesn't it, in the Lord. What are we rejoicing in the Lord? So thankfulness starts with rejoicing in the Lord, in God, in the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one who is unchanging, no matter what our circumstances look like, no matter what, how we feel, no matter how we're thinking, reflecting, and so this is a time of reflection, isn't it? Looking back on what the year has had, which actually has been pretty tough for a lot of us. There's some good things, bad things. Whether we're looking into the new year, we need to start with this, with rejoicing. And God, he never changes. He's not dependent on our circumstances. He never changes. He is so faithful and he is steadfast in everything. So we have a reason to rejoice in him. Even when we feel like we might not have anything to rejoice in, we always do. We are saved. He loves us and we have salvation in him and we can rejoice in who he is. So let's lift our eyes sometimes not on ourselves, but onto him. It's a great place to start. Second point, it says, rejoice always. Number two, pray. Continue. Kids, can you say pray? Pray. Pray. Our relationship with Jesus depends on us talking to him, chatting to him, telling him how we feel. In the actual Where is it? Actually, in the Lord's Prayer, I'm just going to go back on that, actually. It says, "Our Father who art in heaven." So it starts with looking at him and then looking to our circumstances and knowing who he is, we can trust him so that we come with everything that we bring. Pray. Not just once, continually, all the time. It's not just coming with our requests and everything. It's coming with all that we are to him, praying to him. And in the bit in Philippians, which we did read, it says, don't be anxious about anything. And that's probably a whole sermon in itself. But it comes with a sense of coming to him and knowing we can trust in him, which doesn't bring us anxiety. We don't need to be anxious about anything. We can bring everything to him. It's quite simple, this stuff, but it's so good. It's such a... when Paul writes this passage in Philippians, it calls us to a sense of attitude of how we should live our lives in glory to God. It's a sense of calling us to joy and where we can replace anxiety with expectant, grateful prayers. Don't we want that? And then point number three, thanksgiving. Kids, can you say thanksgiving? Yes, you're listening. Number three, thankfulness, being thankful. Do you know what? I think it's easy sometimes to moan, to grovel, to go to that place. Sometimes actually it takes a lot of us to be thankful. And sometimes we might not think we have anything to be thankful for. But this is such a command. Give thanks in all circumstances, in all circumstances. How can we be thankful? We can pray. We can list things off. And it starts back to that thing about rejoicing. If we don't feel like we have anything to be thankful for, we do. But it's in the simple things. A roof over our head. Food on the table. Relationships. We always have something to be thankful for. And in verse 8 it says, it gives us a list of things. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And I love that bit. It just says, think about these things. What do we think about the most? Is it those things that we don't have or we're struggling with? Yes, we're human. We're going to think about those things. It's life. Life happens. But actually, if more of our mind is thought of those things and not the things of what it says here, whatever is good, that can affect us. We have to choose to focus our mind on those things, on the good things, to be thankful. It can sometimes take a bit of effort to do. But actually, as we do that as a habit in our lives, in our walk with Jesus, as we're thankful for these things, do you know what it says afterwards? Again, I love this. It's so simple. It says at the end, and the God, put it into practice, it literally says in the Bible, and the God of peace will be with you. It equals peace. We can have peace. When we live in such a world of anxiety, I have so many friends that are just so anxious at the moment, and with all the COVID stuff, we can't ignore it, can we? It has really flipped our world upside down, our lives upside down, and we're living in that too. But the Bible says Jesus can give us peace. We can carry something. We can have something. We can have contentment no matter what our circumstances look like. We can have that in Jesus, peace, which is so different from this world, which is so different from what the life is around us sometimes. What an example we can be to people around us, especially at this time. What a testament that can be to people around us. He and the God of peace will be with you. So guys, if we want peace, I think, as it says, rejoice, pray, be thankful, and the God of peace will be with you. It does sound quite simple in some ways, but that's what the word says. And if we believe the word is true, that's what it says. Let's believe it. Let's accept this. The peace of God will be with you. That surpasses all understanding, that surpasses any circumstance we're in, any emotion we're feeling, the peace of God. And that can look different, but actually it's a sense of contentment. Paul carries on, and if you want to, when you're home, you want to read the rest of the passage in chapter 4, Philippians. And it talks about giving us contentment in our lives. Contentment. Let's have a culture of thankfulness. Let's start our prayers with thanksgiving of who he is, what we can be thankful for. Yes, let's be real. Let's pray. Let's give those things that we're struggling with to God. But if that comes alongside thankfulness, we can have so much peace knowing who he is, what he's done, and what he can give us. So there you go. Rejoice. Guys, can you copy me? Can you say rejoice? Or everyone, let's say it. Rejoice. Pray. Thanksgiving. And peace. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you. Amen. Right, children. I don't know how logistically possible this is, but could we stand up and just show everyone the beautiful drawings that you've drawn? I'm going to carry on drawing, I think. I might be here all day. Can we stop and hold it? Because I think it's such lovely pictures we've drawn. And maybe if anyone's brave enough, I can ask what you can tell everyone what you've drawn and what you're thankful for. Should we stand up? Some of them might be. We might have to flip it around at some point, but we can. Look at all these drawings. So look, we're going to turn it this way. That's it. Great. I'm going to come around the other, see if I can come around the other side. Right, this is Jemima. What are you thankful for?
I am thankful for my family. I didn't get to draw my
number. Thank you, God, for family. Asha, do you want to say?
I'm thankful for McDonald's.
Thank you, Jesus, for McDonald's. Who's under there? Cyrus, what are you thankful for?
Thank you for my Spider-Man toy.
Ah, thank you, Jesus, for toys. Is he?
Thank you for Christmas.
Thank you, Jesus, for Christmas. Amen.
Thank you for my friends.
Thank you, Jesus, for friends.
Thank you for shelter.
Thank you, Jesus, for shelter. It's so beautiful, these drawings.
Thank you for my family.
Thank you, Jesus, for family. Mina, what did you draw? What did you draw?
That.
What is it? It's very colourful. Thank you, Jesus, for colour. Should we say thank you, Jesus, for colour? Sammy, what did you draw?
That.
Is it
Truffle and Trudy.
Truffle and Trudy. That's our guinea pigs that we borrowed. Thank you, Jesus, for animals. Truffle and Trudy. Well done, guys. Really great drawings. Right, do you want to, if we put that down and you can go back to your seats, we can leave it there. Or you can feel free to carry on drawing if you want to. Just to end, I thought we'd just end a time of just coming up and saying prayers of thankfulness. Whether that's thankful for things happened this year, thankful to God, thank you for what he's going to do. And just end a time of just praying. So if we could just stand, bring our hearts to God. Lord, help us to be thankful. Lord, thank you for who you are. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you set us free. Thank you that we have a relationship with you. And God, we just want to come with thankful hearts. Help us cultivate a heart of thankfulness that we can come before you just praying to you, being thankful for all that you've given us. Teach us how to pray, Lord. And Lord, I just pray as we do that, as we look to you, the one who brings hope. No matter what our circumstances look like, you are hope. I pray that you'd fill us with your peace. And right now, Lord, I just pray if anyone is just feeling unsettled or anxious, Holy Spirit, I just pray, would you come and bring peace? Lord, as we lift our praises to you in worship and adoration, I just pray, would you come and bring peace, Father? Peace in the depths of a heart that surpasses all understanding. Holy Spirit, help us. Yeah, if anyone just wanted to come and say any prayers of thankfulness, I'm going to stand here so we don't trample the children. But yeah, just pass the mic on and we can, say prayers of thanksgiving. Kids, if you want to say anything too, feel free. It's all ages, so.
Lord, I just want to thank you so much for the NHS and for all that it's done for us this year, for the amazing provision of medicine and doctors, surgeons, and for this very successful bypass operation that Nick had. Father, I just want to really thank you. Amen.
Father, I want to thank you for music, for the joy and beauty of music, for the skill of musicians, and for the way we can use worship to come closer to you.
Lord, I thank you because two years ago this day I had my mastectomy, and today I'm here to give thanks to you.
Father, I just give you thanks for your peace that you give us, Lord. And that peace we carry with us is kind of like a light, and it spreads, you know, your presence, Lord, that we carry with us, Lord. It's, you know, it's an honorable thing, Lord, but I thank you that peace can spread to others, Lord. Amen.
Maybe just in our own hearts, we can just give thanks to God right now. Maybe you could just finish with a song as well.
So good to be reminded of simple truths, simple practices we can put in place that will sustain us well over this year. I think we could all say in our own hearts that we all need a bit more of God's peace in our lives. Even the most peaceful people often need more peace. We're going to finish by singing a beautiful song, Build My Life, right? It's a song that reminds us that we build upon Jesus, that he's our firm foundation. We don't put our trust in the things of this earth, the material things that we have. We put our trust in him. So let's sing this to close. Let's use it as a prayer of how we want to set up our lives this year, building our lives again upon Jesus. Lord, this is our prayer. Help us to build lives on you. Holy Spirit, would you help us, Lord? We can so often get sidetracked or caught up in our own things, Lord, that we start building wonky, Lord, but help us to build firmly on you. Help us to have this deep peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord. And help us to share your love with all those around us. We ask this in your name and in faith, Lord. Amen. 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 Well, why don't we finish today with our memory verse? Should be lodged in there. Does anyone want to feel confident that they could come and lead us? I'm looking at like Edward or Daniel Restrepo. Normally they're pretty confident at memory verses. Why don't you both come up? They're not coming. They're being shy now. They like being leery from the back, but not from the front. Oh, look, EJ's coming. Come on, EJ, come and lead us. If anyone's forgotten, EJ has not. On three. One, two, three.
Rejoice always. Give, pray. Wait, let's start again. Rejoice in all circumstances. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen. Amen. Norman's coming to pray for us.
I miss my place in there when saying give thanks.
Go for it.
And I wonder, I would, before I say, ask you, just look around you at your congregation. I see people haven't turned their head yet. But what I want to say, I give thanks constantly, and today I give thanks when I look around here and see the diversity of people representing the Lord here in Bassett Street and give thanks for it. I just look at the people and really bring joy in my heart. Joy in my heart. Thank you.
Amen. Thanks, Norman. So that's the end of our first service of 2022. If you haven't yet come and seen some of the kids' amazing drawings and you're struggling for reasons why you might want to be thankful, I really encourage you to come and have a look because they are just beautiful. I'm not even sure if we've got tea and coffee today. Oh, we have. Look at that. Of course we don't. We don't know. But anyway, please enjoy hanging out, saying hello. It might be safer to take conversations outside, maybe, but feel free to make your own decisions on that. And please be conscious of other people who maybe don't want hugging and all that kind of stuff today. But it's been a blessing to be together.